The Gospel reading is from St. Matthew chapter 2. Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there till I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, was in a furious rage, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more. The Feast of the Holy Innocents is one of the days in the Christmas season that has generated quite a few traditions and customs. In religious houses, there was a practice whereby the junior novice or the junior professed member of the community, the youngest one of all, took the place of the prior or superior for this day and presided over the life of the community for 24 hours. In Rome, in the Franciscan Church of Araceli, just above Piazza Venezia, a child preaches on this day. In Wales, apparently, there was the stranger custom of people striking each other on the legs on this day. Initially, it seems young men striking young women on the legs as part of some mating ritual, presumably. But later on, anybody and everybody striking anybody and everybody on the legs. Again, a sort of a strange memory or echo of the violence experienced by the Holy Innocents. Or parishes might bless new toys on this day, and there are others too. All of them, in a way, sentimentalizing a very brutal action, and an action which, the scholars tell us, was quite in keeping with the character of Herod, the slaughter of the young boys of an entire village would not have been out of character for this tyrannical man who had already killed two of his own sons because he felt they were a threat to his power. So these customs are fine, and Christmas is fine, of course, but there is this tendency to sentimentalize aspects of it, a way perhaps of sparing children and perhaps even sparing ourselves from the harsh realities of the adult world, from the facts of life that it is a violent and brutal place at times. W.B. Yeats, the Irish poet, has a poem which is in one sense very beautiful, but in another sense very seductive and dangerous, a poem called The Stolen Child, in which he talks about a fairy, the fairies wanting to take a child away from this world. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. To and fro we leap and chase the frothy bubbles, while the world is full of troubles and is anxious in its sleep. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. It's seductive because what the fairies are inviting or trying to seduce the child into is a world of permanent childhood, a world in which he or she would never then grow up. The joy of Christmas is the birth of one who shares not only our infancy, but our adulthood. It's the joy of one who has come not just to be a child, as we've been children, but one who has come to grow as to adulthood within our world and to engage with the realities of our world, who has come into the world to transform it forever, but to transform it by engaging directly with the forces of evil and sin and death. As a result of this flight into Egypt, Jesus experiences what many children continue to experience, exile from their own homeland, disruption in the early years of their lives. But it means, as Matthew says, that the prophecy is fulfilled. Jesus too has come out of Egypt. Out of Egypt have I called my son. He has shared the journey of his own people, that journey from Egypt into a promised land. And he is to break open a new journey, initiate a new journey for all people, the new Passover achieved through his death and resurrection, a Passover through which this world, with all its violence and fear and hatred, is transformed, is saved, is redeemed from the consequences of those things, and a new and eternal life is made possible for the holy innocents who we believe are already enjoying that life, and for all who followed the way of Jesus.